Young voters are finding their strength in numbers as the 2008 presidential campaign gets underway. Thousands of them are forming grassroots organizations to focus attention on the issues most important to them.
Young people have issues that they care about, and the four main issues are global warming, financial security, college affordability, and then health care.
19-year-old Ruben Henriquez is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He's also a member of a student organization called What's Your Plan?
We realize that politicians aren't paying attention to young people, who then in turn aren't voting because they're not being paid attention to. So the idea behind What's Your Plan is that we stand for certain issues. And since students don't have enough money to be major fundraisers for candidates, what we can do is that we can pledge our time.
Other student groups are also making election pledges. Thomas Carmelino is the 23-year-old co-director of Climate Voters. He says his members will vote for the greenest candidate on the ballot.
I think once Al Gore came out with an Inconvenient Truth, pretty much everybody was on board with advocating for significant climate change policy. And I think that they've taken that to heart in their campaigns. I know that Senator McCain, Senators Clinton and Obama, they've all expressed their strong dedication to climate change.
Even People magazine is considering the green factor when sizing up America's most eligible bachelors. The greener an individual, the better their carbon footprint. Environmental terms such as this one are catching on. And Scarmolino says new labels are being applied every day.
We have people talking about being a neo-green, whereas the 1970s environmentalists were the standard greens. Now we have a new generation that wants to brand itself as the neo-greens, or as in marketing a big term has become the new austeres, which is not being afraid to express your individuality and state your preferences for greener products or more socially responsible products.
But the students don't agree on everything. Alyssa Newland finds it hard to believe the issue of global warming is still being debated.
I just seen Inconvenient Truth, you know. I said, global warming's pretty bad. And she said, well, some people believe in global warming. And I was like, are you serious? Don't you feel it getting hotter?
Newland's activism began at an early age.
I actually wrote a letter to President Clinton when I was in fourth grade, had my whole campus sign it, and to say, please stop global warming. And he sent a letter back saying, we're doing our best, and what you can do is recycle. I've sent lots of letters to Bush. He's never sent me a letter back, and on lots of different issues. And I even sent letters to Laura Bush, and she never sent me anything back either.
Michael Moore's new movie Sicko highlights the nation's struggle with the cost of health care. Moore says if we can find the money to kill people, we can find the money to help people. Young voters like New York University student Easter Wood are listening to him. Easter says it's hard to understand why the U.S. is the only developed country in the world without universal health care.
We got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we have to keep our population healthy.
But with so many issues vying for her attention, Wood says it's hard to stay on top of all of them. But she keeps trying.
Once you stop being involved in the process, that's cause for taking the process away and just saying, look, well, people don't vote, people don't care. Let's just, you know, make it a dictatorship, or let's just, you know, do away with this voting thing altogether, you know?
Thomas Jefferson said every generation needs a revolution. Young voters across the country are making their own revolution. They're speaking out for change. Change they hope becomes reality when they cast their votes for new leadership in 2008.
Fred Thompson.
Governor Romney.
Hillary Clinton.
I love Barack. I mean, I'm definitely feeling him.
Rudy Giuliani.
John Edwards. John Edwards all the way.
I'm Nicole Irwin.